Hey, welcome. Today we're tackling snare tail control for drum and bass, beginner level, using only Ableton Live stock devices. The goal is simple: make your snares hit hard, sit cleanly in the mix, and let the tails add atmosphere without clashing with kick and bass. You'll get layering techniques, a reverb return with sidechain ducking, exact starting settings you can copy, and a short practice exercise to lock it in. Ready? Let's get that snare punching. Quick setup and who this is for. This lesson assumes you're working at a DNB tempo. Set the project to 174 BPM. You need Ableton Live stock devices, drum rack or simpler / sampler, EQ8, compressor, gate, reverb, utility, saturator, glue compressor, delay. Load a snare sample, a kick, and a simple drum loop or MIDI pattern. This is aimed at beginners who want cleaner drums and punchier snares. What we'll build: you'll create a snare configuration with two main layers, a tight top or snap layer for transient impact, and a room or tail layer sent to a reverb return for atmosphere. The reverb return will be processed in sidechain to the kick so tails duck when the kick hits. You'll also learn quick automation techniques to switch between roomy and tight snares across an arrangement. Step 1. Basic snare layering. Create a dedicated snare track, either a MIDI drum rack pad or an audio track with simpler. Duplicate the snare so you have two chains or two tracks. Call them snare top and snare room. For the snare top chain, use simpler in classic mode or sampler. Trim the sample so the transient is intact but the long tail is removed. Set the amp envelope to attack 0 milliseconds, decay between 60 and 140 ms, sustain at unity, release around 30 to 70 ms. That keeps it tight. Add an EQ8 and high pass at roughly 200 to 250 Hz with a steep slope, then add a small presence boost of plus 2 to 3 dB around 2 to 5 kHz if you need more snap. Finish with a glue compressor or the stock compressor, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 50 to 120 ms, ratio 2 to 4 to 1, and set the threshold to get around 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. That tightens the transient and keeps it consistent. For the snare room chain, load the same sample but leave the tail intact. In simpler, set the amp envelope with attack 0 to 6 ms, decay between 300 and 900 ms, and release around 150 to 500 ms depending on how long the tail is. You can pan this slightly if you like, or keep it centered and control width later with utility. Step 2. Create a reverb return for the controlled tail. Insert a return track and name it snare room. Put Ableton Reverb on the return and start with these settings. Decay time between 0.35 and 0.80 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, diffusion around 40 to 60%, high cut around 6 to 8 kHz, and keep the reverb itself 100% wet on the return so the send level controls the amount. On the return, after the reverb, add an EQ8 and high pass at about 400 to 700 Hz to stop reverb energy from living in the low mids. If 200 to 400 Hz gets boomy, gently cut that area. This audio version is shortened for playback.